The United Nations says July was the deadliest month in Gaza since the start of the year, as Israel intensifies its military campaign across the territory. UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq says dozens of people, including children and other civilians, were killed in airstrikes and shelling over the weekend. The bombardment comes days after the U.S. and Hamas reached the deal for the militant group to disarm, a potential step towards ending the war in Gaza. Israel says its strikes targeted militants. Farhan Haq says a medical storage facility near Al-Aqsa Hospital was also targeted, where supplies provided by the World Health Organization were destroyed.
More than 150 fatalities, including dozens of civilians, were documented in July, the highest reported monthly death toll since the beginning of the year. Most strikes are being reported in western Gaza, where virtually all 2.1 million people are concentrated. OSHA stresses that under international humanitarian law, civilians and civilian infrastructure must be protected and should not be targeted. Healthcare facilities must never be attacked or militarized.
Israel has expressed serious security concerns about the U.S.-backed proposal, saying it will not withdraw its forces from Gaza until Hamas has verifiably disarmed.